In CI News this week, MSPs block amendments to Scotland's assisted suicide bill that would have better protected the vulnerable. A government-commissioned report recommends removing church input from religious education, and the winner of the Great British Bake Off shares how she relied on Jesus during her time in the tent. Hello and welcome to CI News on the 7th of November. I'm Joanna Tim. A raft of amendments designed to mitigate the worst aspects of Liam MacArthur's controversial assisted suicide bill have been rejected in Holyrood. The Health, Social Care and Sport Committee voted down a dozen proposals which, among other changes, would have restricted assisted suicide to those considered to have less than 6 months to live, offer protection for people with conditions such as anorexia nervosa and Down syndrome, and introduce greater safeguards against coercion. Sponsors of the amendments raised serious concerns about the bill with the committee.
I was diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis when I was 18 months old. I'm now 44 years old, and there is not a medical practitioner in this country that would not consider my condition to be advanced and progressive. And it is not something I'm going to recover from. As it stands, this legislation has no protections, and I don't think it's intended to cover me, and I'm not saying this to make it sound like I do think it is, but the fact is it does.
I am deeply worried that as a society we are saying that to somebody with the appropriate treatment, you can have years to live, but we will open that door for you.
I have real concerns that should it become law, that people will opt for assisted dying due to a fear of having very little support at the end of their lives.
Gordon MacDonald, Chief Executive of Care Not Killing, accused the committee of adopting a Swiss cheese approach to legislation, vote it through now despite the holes, and promise to sort it out later. But this isn't a minor policy tweak, it's about life and death. A leaked document has revealed that a small group of LGBT activists within the BBC censored news content critical of transgender ideology. In a 19-page memo sent to executives, former independent adviser Michael Prescott reported staff concerns that sounded like effective censorship by the specialist LGBTQ desk within news. The whistleblower described the repeated allegation that the desk had been captured by a small group of people promoting the Stonewall view of the debate as stark. Furthermore, he noted there was a constant drip feed of one-sided stories, usually news features, celebrating the trans experience without adequate balance or objectivity. Prescott, who worked at the corporation as an advisor on the Editorial Guidelines and Standards Committee, is to give evidence to MPs next week over his concerns of BBC bias. A government-commissioned report has recommended removing church input from religious education by absorbing it into England's national curriculum. RE, which is mandatory for all children in state-funded schools, is determined at a local level by an agreed syllabus conference. This includes representatives of Christian denominations. But if the subject becomes part of the national curriculum, this could end churches' input into the subject. The government has agreed to the Curriculum and Assessment Review's first recommendation by consulting stakeholders about a draft RE curriculum. The Institute's Head of Education, John Denning, is here with me now. John, can you please explain the significance of this decision?
Well, obviously, it's a shame if local churches and others lose their influence on what the curriculum for RE is in a local area.
But is there a problem with RE teaching in schools?
Well, RE teaching in some schools is absolutely brilliant. It can be a fantastic subject and sometimes it's taught well. But it is true. There is a problem, I think. There is too much poor practice in schools, too much it's taught badly. So there is a case for reform. But if RE is going to become part of the national curriculum, it's really important that there's some actual content of the national curriculum that enables young people to learn what Christianity teaches, learn something about the Bible, as well as about other religions.
Thanks, John. And finally, this year's Great British Bake Off winner has shared how the pressure of participating in the series helped her faith in God to grow. Jasmine Mitchell spoke to Premier Christian News about her time in the tent and how her faith has become stronger and stronger over the last year, as she relied on God in the busyness and stress of competing on Bake Off while also studying medicine. She shared how the pressure of the show pushed her to rely on Jesus. The young baker explained how before filming, she would pray the Lord's Prayer and that it didn't take away the stress, but I felt like God was walking along beside me with it. She also shared how she would look back at the end of the week and just feel completely held by God. To explore these stories and much more, visit our website christian.org.uk and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thank you for watching. Have a blessed weekend.